The year is 2059. Romero has just celebrated his 272nd birthday. And Richard is still Wanga.
Bitch, what the fuck?
Just fuck with y'all. Welcome to Dude Donde Está Mi Podcast, Season 2.0, Episode 1. I'm Aaron.
I'm Ram. And I'm Richard.
Let's get it. Okay, so before we say anything the fuck else, I think we have to address the elephant in the room, and its name is Richard.
I agree.
Fucking bastard. Bastard. But in all seriousness, let's talk about this 2 year a hiatus. I don't even know if we can call it a hiatus at this point. We just kind of fucking fell off the face of the
herpes
earth.
Herpes is a crazy thing. Herpes
celebrating herpes my...
Herpes is a crazy thing, and Richard is a survivor, okay?
Wait, and I'm celebrating my 200 and what birthday? What the fuck?
272nd, bitch.
Well, I look fucking good for 272, bro.
And
so does that throat.
Also, new to season 2.0, Aaron has a new nickname. On top of the Zeus claps, we decided to call Aaron the two-hole wonder.
Why don't y'all give them a little backstory as to how that was coined?
So Aaron basically took two dicks at one time. This bitch, you know,
we actually just came up with a nickname 10 minutes ago.
Yeah, Aaron went ass to mouth and
throw baby. I'm so dead. No, you know what's funny? That the nickname, I actually was talking about it with some people at work. And we were just like kind of kikiing or whatever. And I said, you heard of the seven wonders of the world? Well, there's two of them right here.
There you go.
Just completely fucking unhinged as per usual. Nothing has changed.
No, but welcome guys to new season, guys. I'm excited to be back on the podcast with you guys. This has been a long time coming. Two years, heavy on the coming, heavy on the long time. Yeah,
period.
Yeah,
ready to go.
Period.
Yeah,
it's been a while.
It's been more than a while for sure. But yeah, I think we're all glad to be back. I know a lot of people have been asking us for the last literally 2 years, no exaggeration. When were we coming back? You know, all that good stuff. So
yeah,
you know.
I can only show my butthole to so many people before we actually start doing this thing.
The OnlyFans, you know, it was a flop. It didn't work out. People aren't interested. What do you mean
nobody wants to suck my butthole? Everybody wants to look at my butthole.
People weren't interested in paying $35 for pictures of the back of Ram's knees. So, you when know. They touch together. Yeah. Make your knees touch, but, you know.
Make your knees touch, yeah. Girl.
They weren't interested in watching Richard eat Pringles. So
it was feet. It's fine. Don't worry about it. I do what I gotta do to get feet. That feet out.
So back to the podcast we came, of course. So we are back.
There's a natural, go ahead.
We have literally been back for fucking like 7 minutes, and this is already fucking unhinged.
This is great. I love it. You know, again, it wouldn't be us without starting the episode this way. For those of you faithful listeners, thank you again. You'll notice that season two was in the works 2 years ago. You know, this is season 2.0. So if you go back and look, we decided to call the other one La Intermission. So this is the official Dude Dondes season 2.0. So this will be season 2.0, episode 1. And we are extremely excited to be back with you guys. So thank you guys for sticking around. Really, really appreciate it.
Yeah, for sure. And definitely... You know, go ahead.
I was going to say, you definitely got to join the Discord. You got to join the Patreon. Mm-hmm. You got to join everything and everywhere, all over the place. Throw your meko all over as much as you want. And make sure that you connect with us, because we got lots of stuff coming your way. You know, on Twitch, on Discord, on Patreon, on Instagram, all over. So
we want to be all up in that ass. All up in that ass.
Oh, shit.
In all those holes.
Yeah.
No,
Aaron got 13 ready to go.
No hole gets knee. Left behind.
Yeah, damn right. No hole in this cover, no baby.
Oh, right.
No hole gets left behind. Mm-hmm.
It's giving Tomb Raider.
With pinpointing tits.
Call me Laura Croft or whatever.
From 1994. You ready to go? You ready to go?
I'm dead.
Torpedo titties. No.
Torpedo dick, bitch.
Not the orangutan titties.
Oh, not the orangutan. I forgot about that, actually. Damn.
Oof. There's still a gust of wind that is yet to be subsided by Aaron's cheek claps.
It's just an endless void, you know. I don't know that day will ever come, but you know, we'll wait and see.
We will wait.
People and know see. Has some great stuff for y'all. Like Ram was saying, we got lots of stuff coming your way. We got lots of great content heading your way. So
right,
I'm excited, ready to go.
Me as well. And then just to piggyback off of, you know, what you both said about our Patreon and Discord and everything of that nature, we definitely have been more active, plan to be even more active, you know, be very involved. So a lot of exciting things coming.
Absolutely.
We gotta let these, we gotta let our listeners know what we've been doing for the past 2 years.
Yeah. So,
let's start with Aaron. Aaron, what you been up to?
Literally fighting for my fucking life. Like,
all right, Aaron's just, done. You know, so, I'm just kidding. Fight that bitch.
I'm dead. Honestly, let's see, because that was what, 2021 in September, right? Was when the technical, what should have been season 2, was released. You know, before La Intermission took place. But honestly, just working, you know, traveled here and there, everywhere, all that good stuff. 2022 was absolute ass, if we're being completely transparent here. It was probably, you know, I know y'all know some details. People who are listening will know details, all that great stuff. 2022 can definitely suck my ass from the back. Worst year of my life. But 2023 has been better. You know, things are looking up, all that good stuff. I've really trying to manifest for all of us that 2023 is like a recovery year, and then 2024 is going to be up and stuck. But I'm good. Just living life, you know, all that good stuff.
Life is what it is. Go ahead.
Yeah, definitely is. I definitely can agree when you say 2022 was a rough year. Definitely rough. I was stuck at a job that I really didn't like. And then I had an unfortunate loss in the family, which I won't go into it today, but maybe down in the season, you know, we can open up some more about that. But overall, since the absence of the season, since we've been back, just again, fighting for life, just trying to make it. 2023 has been a good year so far. A lot of good things happening. I went to, saw some amazing shows, this year. My YouTube has grown from, I think the last time we were on the podcast, I was under 1,000 subscribers.
You were like 400 when we started.
That sounds fast.
Yeah. You were just getting off.
Sounds about right. Now I can officially say that I'm up to 7.35 subscribers on YouTube.
Period.
So I'm extremely happy. I have a great community behind me. And I love my job. I can honestly say I love my job. So it's been a good year for us, or for me rather. And now that Dudonde is back, it's even better. So boys, I'm glad to be amongst you all again. And ready for some more exciting things happening.
You know, for me, it's a little bit different. Not too different, but you know, biggest thing, at least recently, is, you know, my car got stolen, which
that's tough.
It was absolutely dog shit. So I lost my car, which was really great. I lost it just after I finished paying it off. Oof. So, you know, wonderful stories all ahead.
Yeah, fuck those people.
But you know, I got to know a few people that I work with a little bit more. I got to see a lot, do a lot Not a lot of traveling, but you know, that is who I is. I'm just an introvert at heart, always and forever. I dream about dick. I dream about monsters. That's all I dream about. Monday through Sunday.
Right.
I dream about at work. I'm dreaming about work. Dick. Wait, no, work. Dick.
Dick. On, dick first. Saying? Work. Dick first. Monsters wait, later.
Let's go back.
Dick he first. Monsters
said later. Said he's dreaming about work. Dick. Did you hear this?
It's not work. Dick.
Work. Dick. So you know, it's been a year. 2021. It was crazy as always. Mm-hmm. 2022, people are finally learning to dive into themselves. I pulled away from the business that I was going through for a while just to really focus on some more things and avoid a mental breakdown in my mm-hmm. life.
Yeah.
But you know, slowly but surely we're getting back at it and getting stronger and working towards growing to be our own bosses. Through a lot of different avenues. So
amen to really that. Great. Amen
absolutely. To that. Yeah. Hell
and
yeah.
And lots of crazy changes in my family and lots of crazy changes just in life. Anthony's still around, you know. Congratulations to him. He hasn't left me yet.
Not congratulations to him.
I'm so fucking dead.
Congratulations to him. He's still with me. He's still working strong.
Shout out to Anthony. Yo, yo.
Shout out to Anthony. He's still supporting me in everything that I do, which has been absolutely fantastic. You know, we have the relationship that will live forever. God damn it. But I have the relationship that will live forever.
All we're the still way not up married. Until, I was going to say, all the way up until Richard finally proposes.
We ain't married yet, and hold the fuck up. We ain't there yet.
but soon,
you know, we're here to build, to grow, to just see what 2024 brings us. 2023 has been a busy year. It's been crazy. It's
yeah,
flown by like nobody's fucking.
It really business, has. It really has. Shit.
The fact that it's already, you know, October is crazy.
Fuck yeah.
What? Cocktober? Okay, so there's
Cocktober.
It's yeah, been penis tober. It's been penis.
And there's no nut November. Is that right?
Yeah, it's Cocktober.
Yeah.
So what?
Not swallow November
because we ain't gonna waste. We ain't gonna
waste. I thought it was swallow summer.
Girl, I was swallow yearly. That's what that is.
Not yearly. Okay. Not yearly.
We don't waste.
It's given dumpster. It's given.
Yeah.
It's given drain. Right.
Richard, AKA cum dumpster. But it's okay. Yeah.
So we have the two hole wonder. We have the cum dumpster.
And, yeah.
Still the high nooner, but to be determined.
Mm. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm, high nooner mm-hmm. for now. We'll see how the season goes, but yeah,
yeah.
Right.
Cue that music. High noon, these baby.
Zeus claps are looking. They're sounding a little shallow.
I know. I don't really, you know, Zeus clap like I used to anymore.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we'll see.
So loose.
We'll see.
Can't clap them anymore if they ain't touching each other. You. Just.
bitch. Not this booty hole. You got me fucked up. Crazy.
Oh, I love this shit. I love this shit. Welcome back, motherfuckers.
Right. Welcome back, bitches. This is
great.
We're excited. I'm excited. Everybody's excited to be back and ready to bring y'all some good content and have some fun.
Yes. And just to kind of backtrack a little bit, let's talk about how fucking loyal, you know, our friends and family and everybody are because a 2-year fucking like hard pause on this podcast. And for the last 2 years for people to ask us, you know, as a group, as well as on an individual basis of as to when are we coming back? And mind you, everyone, like we still, of course, you know, have our anchor and all of that. So it's kind of that platform where we can see all of our statistics and things like that. The fact that over the last 2 years, people have still been listening to us on repeat, the fact that those streams are still there is just, it's fucking mind blowing. So, you know, thank y'all for being so fucking awesome.
Like, yes. Thank you, really everyone. Words. Really from the bottom of our hearts. It's fucking amazing. Thank you so much. Right. And as we continue to record, now and into past episodes or past season, gaining some new followers. So Yes. Thank you for those few we gain. And if this is your first time, welcome.
It's going to be a great show. Yeah, great season. Great. If you haven't listened to the first season, you got to. If this is your first episode you're listening to, you got to go back, listen to season one.
Right.
Hear all the dumb shit that we talk about. And have fun with it, you know, between our hype of liquor. When the liquor kicking in and I'm done, you want to talk about me like this.
Cue banjo noise.
So the coffee kicks in.
And let's talk about the fact too that we already have people following our Patreon. Like, holy shit. Like,
yes.
And also for those of you who are already subscribed to that top tier, just saying, we do have stickers. Just saying, I think they're pretty fucking cool.
They're fucking amazing. Yeah,
they really are. You know, Richard did his big one with that. He definitely made it happen for us.
I covered him as much cum as I could, and I made sure.
Right, and who knew that cum was the perfect material to make stickers?
I did. I knew.
You know, the first couple of batches did disintegrate, but you know, it's fine. You know, we made it work.
I couldn't help myself but swallow them. I don't know what happened.
You just fucking instantly triggered. I'm so dead.
It was worth it.
Definitely some shirts coming soon as well. I know those have been highly requested for a very long time.
Crop tops. And the only thing that we do was crop tops.
Not even crop tops. You know those fucking crop tops that go above the titties? That's what the fuck it was.
Oh, yeah. Some underboob.
We're only selling the hoodies with the hood and the sleeves, bitch. That's it. You gotta sew that shit together yourself. I'm so sorry.
You show your dick, but you hide your arms. You be ready to go.
We make dick socks and not actual t-shirts.
Oh,
honestly, no. Wait. We gonna mail you.
Also, cum rags.
Why am I buying three?
We have cum rags too. Exclusive cum rags.
Exclusive cum rags that'll keep you cool during the summer. You just put them around your neck.
Yeah.
And you end up pregnant, but it'd be fine. You put them around your neck and you'd be ready to go.
Not a cooling rag. I'm fucking dead.
Cooling rag.
Also, aside from this lovely conversation of cum, should we inform, you know, our listeners of our newest, I guess, staff member?
Sure.
We got a mod.
We have a mod. I talk about the pizza bitch.
We got a mod. A mod from the heavens. Ready to swallow fucking sounding rod, fucking ready to go.
Sounding rod.
Left and right.
He's taking loads from, you know, a few of the cast members already. So,
fuck you, idiot. Y'all not gonna do my friend like that.
He swallows, he spits, he's up, he's down, he's top, he's bottom, he's ready to go.
In all seriousness, we're happy to have him on board. So thank you so much. Maybe later in the season, we'll reveal.
Formal introduction for sure. Yeah,
but for now, it was just a little touch on that. But all jokes aside, we're happy to have said person on staff. So thank you so much.
For now, we'll refer to him as Buki.
Sure.
Ooh, Buki. Okay. What's up, Lucy?
Bitch, Buki.
Oh my God.
I said what I said.
Big Buki. Big Buki, not the little one.
Big butthole, let's go.
Don't talk about yourself like that.
Bitch. I said, ooh.
Loose.
What is that covering the camera?
The juices
are flowing.
I definitely wanted to let our listeners know that I built my first PC, which was really amazing.
Nice.
Mod was here. Buki was here to help me. So
shout out to Buki.
He was definitely here to jump in and lend his hand and making sure that I didn't fuck this shit up, because I would have fucked this shit up. I would have built this bitch backwards if it was just me. I would have touched everything that I wasn't supposed to touch the wrong way, just licking my hand and touching shit that I wasn't supposed to.
Yeah.
But Buki definitely fell in and had a helping hand in it. So it's been great.
How did you thank him for helping you, Richard?
I sucked his asshole, you know.
Oh, yes.
I fucking hate Richard.
Y'all don't do that?
Hashtag enema.
Yeah,
Not hashtag enema. Forgot
bring
about that.
Bringing
shit.
That shit back.
The hashtag enema. Hashtag enema.
No, but I also
hashtag nut for follow.
Yeah, nut for follow. Not follow for follow. It's nut for follow.
Yeah, nut for follow. Hashtag swallow for like.
Yeah. Yeah. Shit. Absolutely.
Richard will be taking care of all PR issues as well as marketing.
Yep. Yep.
You know it. I'm ready to go. I'm gonna suck my way to the top. Praise Jesus.
It's definitely great what an upgraded PC can do for performance. I went from streaming and doing everything on a laptop to upgrading my PC as well, and I couldn't be happier. So I'm right with you when you talk about an upgraded PC. It's definitely the way to go.
Definitely comes with a little bit of a dollar amount, but for me, I split up my dollar amount a little bit because I personally, but which kind of comes with its own, you know, worries, because there's not a lot of warranties that I can get for my PC. I can only protect individual parts instead of the thing as a whole. So it definitely comes with its own worries, but it's still pretty awesome. Like, I have never downloaded shit faster. Porn has never been flowing as much as
it has never been as
clear as HD, as 4K, as fast as
the man is speaking facts. And I mean, and that so, is, yeah,
it is. It downloads. Like, I look at something, I don't look at something. I download something and it's instant, you know. From Steam is starting to become my favorite thing, even though all it shows me is porn. But Steam and hentai are the top two things that I
not that Steam.
So I'm excited to start Starfield. If you don't know, Starfield is a pretty exciting game. I've seen a ton of gameplay for it, and I'm super excited. So I'm gonna start, you know, doing Starfield, doing Phasmophobia. I jumped into Star Trek Online because I'm a super Star Trekkie. I'm a Trekkie, but I'm really big on Star Trek, really big on Star Wars. I'm jumping into Valorant, Call of Duty. It just keeps going on. Fucking Fortnite, huge one, Apex.
God damn.
World of Warship. Like, yeah, I just keep playing and playing and playing and playing. So I'm hoping that, you know, occasionally I'll jump in on the Do Donde Twitch. So if you have Twitch, definitely follow us, and I'll stream one of my random gameplays and have some fun with it. And we'll have Bookie, Dookie, Shookie, Hookie. This Lucy. Motherfucker over here, he's gonna be with us.
Yeah, shout out to Bookie.
So we'll have some fun. We'll do some good stuff.
All right, guys, and just like season one, we have not, you know, strayed away from this topic. So, Aaron, what is the Spanish word of the day?
What?
If I'm not mistaken, I believe it is culeros.
That is correct. Mm-hmm. Culero.
Bag of chips. Yes, bag of chips.
Bag Richard? Of chips. Mm-hmm.
Richard?
You like Lay's? No, we like culeros. Oh. I'm so dead. Richard, tell them what that means.
Yeah, Richard.
You know, our fluent Spanish speaker.
Absolutely. Richard is the fluent, the most fluent of all of us. Go ahead.
¿Cómo se dice bag of chips, culero? Is that how you say it right? Bag of chips, bag of dicks, bag of assholes. Culero means booty hole, right? Am I right? That's what I think of it as. Booty hole. It means bootylicious. It means
bootylicious.
I'm ready to eat. Let's, whatever you got to say.
So yeah, so culero in butthole. this instance can mean asshole. And literal asshole, like a mean motherfucker, like someone who you dislike, you call them a culero.
Ay, culero. Or,
yeah, exactly. Culero. Spanish word of the day.
How do you say mother asshole? Is it like madre culero? Or is it like... I don't know.
Mother asshole?
I don't know why mother asshole would be...
Why, like a super broken English. Why mother asshole?
What about like papi culero? No, that would be daddy's asshole.
Okay. Ew. I hated that.
No, let me go ahead and
find where's
it.
My dad?
Daddy was there.
Daddy, no.
Who's that?
Fucking triggered.
Fucking triggered.
You're not my dad.
Right.
Culero. But yeah, culero is our culero. C-U-L-E-R-O, culero. is our thing. So whenever you see your coworker, mira, you muy culero. You're so pretty. You're so wonderful. Muy culero. Tell your work coworkers that. It means pretty, beautiful.
Sure. Yeah.
Just absolutely gorgeous. And that they're a fucking cunt. So, you know, you want to make sure that you say it in the most heartwarming sense. Cunt.
From the heart.
Culero. I'm sorry. Wrong word.
Oh, my God.
Both. Both. It's fine.
Both.
Both. ¿Por qué no los dos?
Pinche
culero. Nah, ¿por qué no los dos?
¿Por qué los, no los dos?
Nor.
Say that one more time, Richard. Go ahead.
Or no.
Say
¿por
that
qué
one more
time. No los dos?
One more time.
¿Por qué no los dos?
Good job.
Wow.
That's great.
It's a little mira, accent
por
me.
¿Por qué no los dos? ¿Por qué no los dos? Oh. I imagine that.
Before you know it,
that's the
before Jesus you know right. it, Richard will be able to be like, Sábado gigante.
Sábado gigante. Sábado gigante. No, I can't say it.
Sábado gigante. You gotta drop Sábado your balls. Gigante. You gotta like.
Oh, shit.
Sábado gigante.
Hold on. Let me put them on my asshole real quick. Let me
just. Yeah.
There you go. Yep.
Yep. So, all right, I'm gonna say. No, I can't say it like that.
Ew,
I still sound really gay.
The fucking breath that he takes bro, before everything.
So we have an inside joke.
We have judge me.
We have an inside joke that only the cast knows about. And before recording this episode, it happened, and I have not seen that. In the last
in two years,
and it just it threw years. Us off. It threw us for a loop, and it just felt like home. It just felt like we were right back from the start, and I love it so mm-hmm. much. And Richard just did it, and it's great. maybe we'll share it with you guys one day. I don't know if we already have in the past. I don't think we did, but we'll share it one day. But for now, it stays mm-hmm. in the vault for now, and I think it's just hilarious. Just one you ought to know.
Yeah. One day you'll see it, and I don't think I really do it on Twitch that much. I'm just yeah. whenever I'm on Twitch, but
we may have discussed it in season one a little bit. But
don't make fun of me before, yeah.
When we start doing some live stuff on Twitch, or we start bringing you guys some video podcasting, which will happen down the line, you'll see it for yourself, and you know what we're talking about.
Chocolate rain. he's probably the best one to refer to this. I just can't help myself. I can't help myself sometimes. I don't like the breath of my life taking over when it comes to when it comes to me speaking. It's just crazy. I feel like I'm a fat bitch. Just let me
not fat.
It's even Darth Vader. I am your father.
With my fucking CVAP.
Not the CVAP.
I haven't hit that realm of my life yet, but one day it will. I'm sure my shitty lungs are gonna take me there. It's gonna be amazing.
And when's the last time you, because I remember we talked about this again in season one. You were an avid smoker back mm-hmm. back in the day. When's the last time you've had a
cigarette? Oh man, I haven't tasted a cigarette in, oh fuck, it's been years. I mean, absolute years.
Wow.
It's been a long guess time. Vaping, I don't think I've really hit someone's vape recently. I think I hit yours like once 3, 4, 5 years ago.
Yeah, it was just some time ago. So yeah.
It was a moment. It wasn't even that much. So, you know, it's been a while. It's been a long while since I've actually partaked in the devil's lettuce.
The devil's lettuce?
Mm-hmm. He's replaced smoking with sucking more dick.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Best way to curb his cravings.
Right. Right. Well, yeah. Curve. Still with Anthony, still thriving and grinding on that end.
Hey.
We're hitting, fuck, I think we're hitting 7 years this coming June. We just passed 6 years.
Golly.
Dang, I'm just like, damn, dude, how long have I been with this dude? Like, shit, we need to end it. Let's go. Move on to the next.
Fucking idiot.
Thank you.
He's going to hear next. This and be like, bitch, what the fuck? I'm going to get dropped. I'm just gonna be standing, minding my business. He's gonna listen to it, drop kick in my face.
Yep.
Just instantly.
Wake up to getting punched in the face. What did I do? I just heard your fucking episode. Doom, doom, doom.
He's been pretty great. You know, he's super supportive of the podcast. He was super supportive when I started my own business. He was super supportive when I decided to go back to the job I had left after fucking decades. And he's just super supportive all the way around. So, you know, as long as I pay my rent, that's all that matters.
That's all that matters. Do on the first of every month, bitch. You got my check.
Banging on y'all's bedroom door in the first of the month.
Where y'all rent at? Right. I'm trying to suck it out real quick. Hold on, bitch.
Period. If only it was that simple.
Oh man, shit. If it was that simple. You want me to suck you Monday, Wednesday, Friday, Sunday?
Right. Imagine you just had to suck dick once a month to get free rent. Like, be so serious.
I'm ready to go. I'm ready to suck it right now.
In this economy, baby. Mm-hmm.
That's all you want. That's
right.
You
only want me
to suck your dick.
Does it have to be sucking dick? Can it be like sucking?
We don't make the rules. I'm so sorry.
Oh, I'm so sorry. No. It's 100%.
I'm so sorry. 100%. We don't make the rules.
No vaginas are involved. I'm so sorry.
No vaginas involved. Well, that's a little.
You're gonna have to suck dick, Ram. That's all.
Yeah, I'm sorry for your loss. My condolences.
No.
What do you mean a herpes in the back of his throat?
You're telling me if you had the fucking like opportunity presented to you, like suck this dick and from start to finish, and you won't have to pay rent for a year.
Okay, that is the okay. So
hold on.
You just said you don't make the rules, but now you went from a month to month to a year.
I got what's access
the
like that.
You have
what is the difference? What is the fucking difference?
So you're the gatekeeper here. You're the gatekeeper. Okay.
Period.
So now on the table we have suck dick from start to finish for a free month's rent.
No, bitch. I was nice and told you if somebody presented to you, like, say it was your landlord, whatever the case is, like,
she got a dick.
Look at you assuming
getting canceled the first episode back. Anyway, say your landlord has,
okay,
male genitalia, or I don't even know. Fuck.
By the way, everyone is welcome here. Safe space.
Yes.
Penis. Yes.
Say your landlord has a penis.
Okay.
Yep.
We're not worried about gender. Right.
Right. So say everyone welcome.
Everyone, yes. We love everyone. Yes. All that good stuff. Ram's just a fucking idiot. I'm just kidding. Right, very much so. But just say your landlord has a dick, period. And they're like, suck my dick from start to finish and you know what I mean when I say start to finish. I don't got a fucking fill in the blanks, bitch.
Right.
But they say that, and then they're like, if you do that, I'll fucking waive your rent for the whole year. What you doing? You're fucking lying if you say you're not sucking that dick. Whoever is listening and says it, like, be so for real.
Ain't nobody gonna know either.
I didn't think
nobody would know. Nobody would know. It would literally just be y'all two.
I didn't think I'd be in the hot seat on season one. On episode one.
Just know that our listeners will fucking know the truth, bitch.
You sucking dick, Mod sucking dick, Aaron sucking dick. I was three dicks ago sucking
bitch,
dick.
I suck two dicks, three dicks. I don't give a fuck. For rent free for a year? You got me fucked up.
Yes. A year? Thousands of Richard, dollars. Richard,
would you let 20 dudes, would you let 20 guys run a train on you for free for a year?
In a heartbeat. You didn't even have to tell me why in a heartbeat.
It don't even have to be for rent.
It wouldn't have to be for rent. It'd be for funsies.
I'm gonna get a fucking train ran on me.
A bag of hot Cheetos, Richard would let 20 guys run a train on him.
Well, you know what? Let's do this. The last episode of season 2.0, I will give you my answer.
So you have to
wait every episode for my answer.
How about we make a deal?
What?
Go ahead.
Whoever is subscribed to the top tier of our Patreon will get that answer exclusively, but then we can like let it be announced to the general population the last episode.
Okay, deal. I will give my answer, yes or no, to top tier Patreon pledgers. And everyone else who's not pledged on Patreon will have my answer revealed on the last episode of this season.
If you subscribe to that, the top tier, come on this space.
Yeah.
No, it's just going to be a yes or it's going to be a simple yes or no.
I'm sucking dick, but I'm just saying it's included.
I'm so dead. How do we get here every time?
I it's great. I was waiting for this pivotal moment when we were like super serious, and then now this is great.
Talking about sucking dick for rent.
I mean, we've talked about worse. We've talked about worse, but
we definitely have.
Mm-hmm. That's for damn sure.
I'm just disappointed that vagina isn't even on the table, though. You know.
Okay, I'll give you. Okay, I got you.
Okay.
So
crusty, rusty, dusty vagina.
Right. It is like the funkiest, right, most raggedy vagina, yeah, you have ever seen. Like the
blue waffle ain't got it.
Blue waffle is giving. Blue waffle is giving. Two girls, one cup. It's giving all of that.
And it's the SeaWorld. Let's go.
Right.
It's the SeaWorld.
It's Joe's Crab Shack. All of that good stuff. And they're like, eat my pussy, and you know, I'll give you the free rent. You gonna do it?
Eat my pussy free rent for a year.
But take into consideration what it looked like, what it smelled like, all that.
Well, I'll put on my apron and let's get to work.
Not my apron.
Wait, Anna.
Not your fucking
apron. Not the apron.
Damn.
How expensive is my rent? Okay, well let's flip this. Let's flip this.
Yeah, go ahead. Ask us. Let's flip this.
Richard.
Yep.
Same predicament as. Okay, you what?
100%.
Hell yeah. Okay, hell yeah. I would too. The fuck?
I'll suck the blue waffle out of them so they're going to be clean again. I'm going to make sure that they are ready to go.
It's going to be brand new.
So we'd be bottom feeder algae eaters on that puss, and then it's good to go. It's clean.
Not that puss. Oh. We have now reached the domain of this podcast where we've gone too far.
The puss.
Back to a previous episode. I'm the only one that's still currently clean on now. This episode. We're still hiring for new content. New content creators that'll help you. Help me with this episode. Now, nah,
boys, it's great to be back. It's great to be back. I love this shit so much. This is great.
If my landlord, which I don't even know who my landlord is, but if my landlord came to my door and was like, "You gotta suck me up left and right," and it's a girl, let's go. Pull them flaps out. I'm ready to go.
Pull them flaps.
Okay. Another scenario. If your landlord came to you and said, "Let me fist you," done, and you'll live here for done, free the rest done, of as long go as ahead, you want.
I'm down. I've been waiting for it. Shit, let's go.
Honestly,
I think this is more of a Ramiro question because clearly I'm just a straight up whore.
And you talking about free rent, baby? I might do something strange for some change. Let me tell you.
35 cents. Go ahead and put your fist in me, bitch.
Pocket change. Right.
You mean I could say $5.42 a month? Shit, shove that fist in my ass. That's really a joke. I'm real life.
Put the wonder in two hole wonder, baby. Let's go.
Right. Turn me into the three hole wonder.
Oh. It's gonna be one hole by the time they're done with that shit.
They're gonna connect.
Oh yeah.
Fucking sock puppet.
Maren, what are you doing today?
Oh no. That is
you're just a loose bitch. You're just a loose bitch. Goddamn.
They go to fist you and they just fucking fall in.
When did you start yet? I can't feel it. Did you start yet?
Meanwhile, they're screaming for help at the bottom.
Yeah, at this point you'll be having to pull up some floor. No fucking chair would be able to support you. Not even a couch, no floor. I mean, sorry, couch, stool, anything. It's got to be all floor for you the rest of your life.
God damn.
Pull up some floor, man. We're going to get started.
I'm dead. Pull up some floor.
Table for two.
Pull up a seat. I am the seat, bitch.
Clear the floor, please. Coming through.
Now, I mean, if you got to suck dick to get through life, let's get that. Get your dick. Get your lips,
right,
your
like lips be for real. Just go ahead, take that L. Yeah. If it's not your thing, yeah, right.
Ain't nobody gonna know. And you can tell everybody in the world you never did it. We won't know. But your landlord will. Why you got so much money in the bank?
Every time you walk by, give you that wink and that tongue cheek action, you know, where you that motion.
I'll be by next month. Yep. Get my dick sucked. I'll get that cheese off of it. God damn.
Ew. Okay.
Oh, shit. Not the cheese. Okay.
Get that queso.
I love that. This has been a 2-year pause in the first time we talk about.
It's like we never left, like without skipping a beat.
Some people like the cheese. Some people like the cheese. You never know. I don't have to deal with it, thank God. But some people like the cheese.
Well, that's good. That's good that you don't have to deal with it. That's good.
Aaron's like,
what the fuck?
Aaron's quiet because he's like, man, I wish I didn't have to do it.
Man, I wish. I hope. I wonder what that's like.
You got me fucked up. I keep it nice and clean and pristine. You got me fucked up.
Got them Fritos falling off you when you walk around.
Not me, bitch. It couldn't be me, ho.
You never know. You never know.
Nah, the bitch I do know, not me.
Okay, I gotta ask the big one, because this has been the biggest question when it comes to anybody, is have you seen Barbie? I know Aaron's seen Barbie, but Ramiro, have you seen Barbie?
I have not.
Yeah.
So good.
Same. I want to see it though. It looks good.
No,
it looks
literally wanted exciting. To go watch it again. It's so good.
It looks pretty fun.
I'll go see it soon. Fact that that movie made over $1 billion at the box office is fucking wild.
I enjoy Margot Robbie. I liked her as Harley Quinn.
She's hilarious.
But I have no desire or urge to watch that movie.
They had honestly a very like awesome cast. They had a lot of my favorites. Issa Rae is in there. I fucking love Issa Rae.
Who?
Issa Rae.
Who the fuck is Issa Rae?
Bitch, watch a show, read a book, do anything.
Who the fuck is Issa Rae? Idris Elba?
Issa Rae. Who are you talking about?
That's problematic. That's problematic as fuck.
Who the fuck is Issa Rae? Who?
Issa Rae.
Issa
Rae.
Who the fuck is this person?
Look her up.
I'm gonna Google it. Issa Rae.
Issa Rae.
Who the fuck is Issa Rae?
Yeah, Issa Rae.
Who the fuck is that?
She's a fucking awesome
actress. She was on Spider-Man Across the Multiverse. Okay. She's on Rap Shit.
She's been on a lot of funny stuff too. She's really, I like her.
Oh, she's
America Ferrera's in that shit. She did great. She delivered a fucking badass monologue. Margot Robbie did great, of course. Mm-hmm. Ryan Gosling did great. Mm-hmm. It was a really good movie, honestly.
Oh, she's real pretty.
Yeah, okay. I've known a lot of people who have watched it, but and they all say the same thing you say, Aaron, that it's a good movie, but I don't know. Maybe one day. Is it on streaming already, or is it just in theaters
right now? You have to buy it. I think it's going to be released.
Okay.
It's going to be released on HBO coming soon. I don't know when. I know I saw it the other day on Max. Or sorry, I think it's not even fucking HBO anymore. But on Max.
What's it called? Oppenheimer?
I saw both. Oppenheimer was good. I feel like a lot of, not to spoil anything, of course, but I feel like a lot of the court scenes could have been like cut down because it was like a 3.5-hour movie. But it was good. It wasn't a bad movie.
The 2-set VHS.
What?
Ready to go. Fucking Titanic was like almost 3 hours, and that was a fucking 2-set VHS.
I forgot. Yeah. That one was 2-set.
Yep. I used to have that shit. Damn, I don't know. I want to see that, but I also want to see The Nun too. That is probably my
I went and saw that with some friends, of course, and it wasn't bad. It was kind of like comical in certain parts, honestly.
Interesting. I saw The Nun, the first one, and I mean, Jesus Lord fucking Christ. I couldn't sleep for 3 days. I don't think
either of them are scary, but I would say the first one is scarier.
Oh fuck yes.
The second one, personally I think I like the story just because I really liked The Nun. Like, that's one of my comfort movies. Like, I'll literally fucking put that on as background noise type shit. I'll be here going to sleep, and it's one of the, like, four movies that I'll put on just as background noise while I fall asleep. So, yeah, I'm fucking demented. But, yeah.
Wait, hold on.
Well, you've come a long way.
Back the fuck track up. What did you say you put on the background noise? The Nun?
Yeah, so I have four movies that I'll put on because... The Nun. Yes, listen. So, I have... four movies that I like if I'm trying to go to sleep but I can't fall asleep for whatever reason. Most of the time I'll listen to music, but there's some times where I'm like, I'm really not feeling music right now, so I default to one of my four comfort movies, and there are four movies that I have seen so many times that I know exactly what is going to happen next. So even if I'm not looking at it, just by hearing it, I know what part of the movie it's on. Like, I know Satan. I could tell you like what the scene is, who's in there, but yeah, that's one. Goblet of Fire is another one. And yeah, but those are my two main ones.
So this coming from you who wouldn't watch scary movies alone in the dark to you falling asleep to them now. Well,
exactly.
Yeah. So that's changed. Like
you just welcome Valak into your life.
And then, I don't say that bitch name. You got me fucked up, but
and then you're gonna be in Ram's apartment, and he's got the demon of the entire underworld is living in his bedroom.
What?
With that light off and the door closed.
Yes,
you remember that shit?
I do.
Nightmares on nightmares. You mm-hmm. just lit. What the fuck is wrong with you?
I just. I put it on and I don't know because I know what's happening. So I just, yeah.
Interesting. Okay.
Uh-huh. That movie does not scare me. When I tell you, like, if I need to just put something on as like background noise or like even at work at my other job, because, you know, we don't say job names, not at that job, but at the other job.
Right.
In the dungeon?
Right.
Yeah. The one in the dungeon. So when I'm in the dungeon and I'm sitting at my desk, like, when I'm sitting at my desk,
Darren's
like
a dominatrix, doing everyone.
Period. Shit, I wish I had dominatrix money to fuck.
Maybe but... you do. Maybe you masking everything. You know, maybe you're like.
I wish I lived a double life like that. That'd be fucking awesome.
God damn. Dominatrix. I just need to touch back. I need to touch back because
you need
to
reach around. Did you say touch what?
I'm. I need to touch the back of your throat. I need to understand how.
I fucking bitch, hate
what
you.
The fuck? What?
What? What is so hard to believe?
What do you mean? What the fuck is hard to believe? You over here summoning Satan while you sleep, and then just the normal day. Normal just. Oh, that's my normal day. Oh my god, that's my cat. Oh my god, he's meowing.
Oh, I know what part of the movie that is.
And then like, what the fuck?
I know exactly what part of the movie he's talking about.
I don't.
You know what's funny too?
I saw the intro to The Nun and I almost shit myself. And you're talking about you just dreaming about it, like.
La, la, I honestly didn't think it was scary either. So I side with Aaron about this. About this.
We gonna insert right here that scary noise that fucking la 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 la. Just terrifying.
It's not a scary movie at all.
Because you're a monster. Yeah.
Uh-huh. You know what is funny? One night, because I have
what's
a
scary
have,
is that asshole how gaping. Ah,
bitch. Fuck you, ho. Fuck you. No, but I have a fan, like a standing fan, because bitch, it'd be hot and I need a fan to sleep. So I have it like positioned like by me.
A person, bitch.
What?
I thought you had a person. Like you had a fan, like a
me too.
He's like a person, like a fan.
I have a fan that oscillates, all that jazz.
I have a groupie that follows me. Takes notes.
No, that would be fucked. No, I have a
holds my dick fan. While I fucking pee.
Oh hey yo
yo.
But anyway, I was watching that movie one night and I had all the lights off and like I was falling asleep and it was so funny because the way I had it positioned, I didn't like turn it to oscillate. So it was just like kind of standing in the same spot, of course. And I swear in the middle of the night, that fan was staring at me. I was staring at the fan and we were just looking at each other. Baby, when I tell you, let me tell you, like I
pulled your dick out.
Right. Like I said 2 years ago, I'm going to turn around and mind my business. Okay. So I just flipped the other way and went back to sleep.
Oh, I'm sorry. Are you looking this way? My bad. Go ahead.
Right. Go ahead. Go ahead. Don't worry. Don't mind me. Yeah. Don't mind me. I'm just asleep.
What the fuck? Are you fucking? Oh my god, no. Mm-hmm. I can't. So I'm not. And it kind of sounds like it is, but I'm not afraid of the dark. But I don't like not being able to see. That's probably one of my biggest pet peeves, is if I wake up in the morning, or if I'm moving around, if I'm getting ready in the morning, if I'm at work, whatever it is, I need to be able to see. So not having my glasses, having the lights off, not for me. I need some kind of illumination to get me going. I need my glasses on to get me going. So,
when you go to sleep, do you have like a nightlight, or do you have like a?
I don't have a nightlight, but there's ambient light. Either my windows open, not my windows, my curtains are open, so I get that kind of light from outside.
Oh, okay.
No, because I live in an apartment, so there's like lights just in the general area.
Yeah,
it brightens it up. I have an air purifier that has like a blue light, so it shows off. And some other things that just kind of just put off a little dim light, but in a dark ass room, it's like the fucking sun.
2 seconds. Air purifiers. How effective is that?
It's pretty good.
Does it help you? Does it help you sleep a little better?
It's mostly just sound.
Oh, okay. So you like the white noise kind of thing, though.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, I don't know if it helps me actually sleep better. Like if I can breathe better. I know I'm still snore. Like I'm in Satan's asshole just breathing out. So it's still a thing. But I need to be able to see. I need to see when I'm waking up to go piss, or if I need to wake up in the middle of the night just to see, because I'm about to beat my dick, whatever it is.
But do both of you get up to pee at night, like the middle of the night?
Randomly. For me, it depends on the time of sleep.
Aaron?
I don't get up in the middle of the night, but my body usually wakes me up around 6 a.m., so I usually have to pee super early in the morning.
Gotcha. I don't think I've ever been awakened to pee that I can remember, but that just means when I wake up, I have to pee really, really badly. I don't think I've ever been pulled out of sleep to have to use a restroom from what I can remember. So it's interesting. Maybe, I don't know.
The Metamucil's is holding in the railway.
Not the Metamucil.
I've woken up bricked up like I'm about to fucking snap a board in half. So it just depends. it is what it is, but I just
light as a feather, me, stiff as a board.
Yeah, light as a feather, stiff as a fucking wrought iron. I'm ready to go.
Oh my god. My virgin ears are bleeding.
Bitch, your virgin ears have been bleeding for 10 years. Okay. You almost had a blood.
Oh, not the transfusion.
Uh-huh.
Damn, that was a good one. I ain't even going to lie to you. That was a good one.
So, it is what it is. I cannot believe. I fall asleep watching to how it's made. And that fucking guy, like, pull the string out of this one fucking mechanism to turn it around in a circle, and then all of a sudden they make a pancake, and that's where I'm at. I watch How It's Made, or I watch Discovery Channel or something weird, and that's how I fall asleep. If I fall asleep with the TV on, maybe some Family Guy or some American Dad or some shit. You like to fall asleep to the goddamn devil breathing in your neck, sucking up your ass, and then you want to
not sucking up the ass.
Best sleep of my life, bitch. What?
Mm-hmm. Bitch, what? Delicious,
bitch. What?
I don't have a TV in my bedroom anymore. So I usually just have my phone with me if I'm lying in bed. Mm-hmm. But I am watching like YouTube videos or
porn kind of stuff.
No, mm-hmm. not. I usually do that before, before a routine. Like if I'm gonna shower, I'm like, okay, I'll watch some porn. And then shower and then go to bed, kind of thing.
Yeah,
like I have a routine.
Not too bad.
I won't. Yeah.
But you like your shit dark.
If and when
you like your apartment black as fuck. Like it's just this is dark. Lights off.
So all my lights are off. Yes, but I don't have blacked out curtains in my bedroom. I do have them in the living room. So when it's daytime, they come through the blinds. I do like my bedroom dark. Yeah.
I will never forget that those neighbors you had across from you. uh-huh. the ones that me and Aaron were watching, and they were like moving around. They looked, they were washing dishes and doing
something. Oh, the one that
nobody
was
even fucking lived there.
Yeah, I don't.
I don't know what that was. I will never forget that night.
Yep. Fuck that.
Yeah,
I don't know. And then, remember the one point where it looked like they were just standing there staring back at us?
Yeah. Yeah, they weren't moving.
Nope.
And then to find out that nobody lived there, you got me fucked up.
Nope. Hell no. To the no.
That's one of those things where you just got to charge it to the game and disregard it, never acknowledge it again.
Yeah. Out of sight, out of mind. Yes. Turn the other cheek. Mm-hmm.
I only got one cheek and it's open.
That's because you ain't got no ass.
I got me an ass cheek, all right? I got me an ass cheek. And
yeah, one
singular,
not plural. One singular ass cheek.
Fuck yeah, I do. Fuck yes, I do. Would you... Okay, I have a random question. This is completely random. Because I feel like I've seen this pop up randomly lately, and ever since COVID, I haven't really seen it pop up. Would you ever be a doomsday prepper?
If I knew something was coming, yes. Like if I had scientific proof of someone saying 2 years from today, the world mm-hmm. will end and, you know, something catastrophic will happen, then yes. If I'm going to become a doomsday prepper now for looking out for the inevitable, that will never happen. Probably not.
Gotcha. Aaron,
I would like to think that in theory I could be, but I'm a procrastinator at heart, so probably not.
Same. Mm-hmm. Biggest procrastinator.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Like I can't see myself like, packing, like, you know how people like have their backpacks ready and da, 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 da. Like, I mean, I have my like everyday carry backpack, but I can't see myself you know, planning for that and just like keeping that backpack on me and then being ready at any time. It's just not in my
nature. I don't even have one of those. What is in your everyday ready backpack?
Just deodorant, fucking lube, and you know, not even condoms. Got rid of those a long time ago. So
raw dogging.
No, but definitely like my iPad. You know, my headphones, like all my chargers, because you know it's 2023. We're all just so electronically connected. So I got all my chargers.
True. Yeah.
True. But I've gotten to a point where I hate carrying stuff and like filling stuff in my pockets.
I know what you mean.
I don't.
This is why. Yeah. Like,
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Like, I don't know why. Like, even at one of my jobs where I'm always like constantly walking around and all that, I have like my work keys on my lanyard, and then my phone is typically always in my hand. I hate, mind you, I get like 50 million phone calls during the day, but I just hate feeling anything in my pockets. I don't know why. I'm not really sure when that started, but I don't know. It's like, it irks me now. So,
thing in your pocket would be like your wallet, or not even
that? Not even that. So like, I really don't have a use for it. You know, at the job I was just referring to. Mm-hmm. Okay. So it just usually stays in my bag or whatever. Bag. And then at my, other job, you know, where I sit at a desk, I can have all my stuff there, and then if I need it, like if I go off site for lunch or something, then I just grab it when I need it. But a typical instance of me just like walking somewhere, like doing something, I don't like having stuff in my pockets.
For me, it depends mm-hmm. what I'm wearing. If I'm wearing like jogging pants or like basketball shorts or whatever, I usually tend to have with me like a over shoulder bag. Mm-hmm. It can be a fanny pack that's over the shoulder, or it can be like a small bag over the shoulder. And it's usually where I keep my phone, wallet, keys, stuff like that. But I definitely mm-hmm. agree with you. I definitely like having less things in my pocket, than more so. So definitely. Yeah.
That's not too bad. I don't know if I would ever be a doomsday prepper. I don't know if I would ever, bitch, I'll start eating people right now. Let's go. I'm ready to go.
I feel like I don't think you would be either. I can't see that being something that you would like be worried about to prepare for.
You would maybe make a list about things that you would want, but that would be the extent of it.
Yep. I would make a list of things that I need to work towards. And then I'd start fucking eating people just right off the bat. We didn't even in the doomsday. I'm just gonna start fucking
eating
people.
What type of eating are we talking about?
The ass, the feet.
Okay.
Sucking their toes.
You know? I'm just sucking on toes when they're fucking wearing.
Hey, you, let me suck your toes, bitch. I'm
doomsday prepper. I'm a doomsday prepper. It's okay. I'm a doomsday prepper. It's okay.
What's your kink?
I'm a doomsday prepper.
That's fun.
Just start with that. So hi, I'm a doomsday prepper.
The back of your knees.
It's like a fucking AA meeting. My name is Richard, and I'm a doomsday
prepper. I'm a doomsday prepper.
And I'm a doomsday prepper.
Everybody line up.
Second, like they crawfish.
Oh. Not crawfish.
I don't know. I don't think I would ever be a doomsday prepper.
Get on your knees, crustacean.
Oh. Not crustacean. Like a slur.
That's crazy. Hell no. Hell no. I don't know. I think if we were in a doomsday scenario, then I would be the one to trip you as we run away from something so that it eats you real quick. Uh-huh. Those, like when I watch The Walking Dead, they're like, oh my God, please don't shoot us. Oh my God. There's just the 12 of us. Why would you? I would have shot 12 of y'all real quick.
Yeah, man.
Ready to go.
Yeah, those are 12 obstacles that will help you get away. I mean, like,
we got lunch, dinner, breakfast, next 6 weeks.
Yeah. Leftovers.
They ass, they dick, and they mouth. Ready to go. Ready to go.
It's the dingling. It's the dingling.
And it's good. That's what it is. It's good. I don't know. Sometimes I think about it, I'm like, man, I'd be the one to, if somebody joins the group and they want to bring in their family shit, I'm gonna be like, okay, cool. As long as you don't fuck shit up. And they fuck shit up, boom, boom, boom. Did. Ready to go. Okay. Let's move on. We ready to go.
Well, it seems like we won't be teaming up with Richard for Doomsday. So,
right.
You want to team up with me because I'm going to be the one to lead the society, but also eat the society.
Okay. So, are Aaron and I, like, you know, immunity? Like, are we the exception to just.
But you're going to have to eat ass while you're there.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Right. Okay. As a new person comes in, eat the
ass. That's like an initiation. Like,
right.
You have to do this. So
the initiation is when the new person comes in, the existing members have to eat their ass. What the fuck?
Regardless, someone's eating ass. Either you're being eaten or you're eaten.
Yep. Because if you eat the ass, if 653 people eat your ass,
it's pretty specific. The best kind of 653.
You're going to be in the best kind of mood. Let me just fuck that. Not yet. They ain't in the dick in yet. Go ahead.
At that time, Richard has no feeling in his tongue or his jaw. He's just like, I need an ass for 600 now.
A millennium.
Oh, it's been 84 years. It's been
84 long ass-eating years. Shit.
And they clean, though. They ready to go. Yeah,
they're polished. They're ready to go. You're right. Well,
not polished.
They're polished.
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 All righty, skunk eyes. I think it's about that time. To kind of wrap things up this time around. But once again, just to really, you know, touch back to the beginning of everything we said, just mentioning, you know, our return and our hiatus and then, you know, coming full circle back around to just thanking y'all. Like, I think that's so important to do. I know the boys agree as well.
100%.
You know, we really, of course, we do this, you know, for our own enjoyment and everything of that nature, but we also really do it for y'all as well. You know, I know we're very unhinged, but it brings people, you know, a lot of good laughs and good times. And that's what we're all about, right? The good vibes. So
absolutely. Bringing people together. For sure. Right.
So just to say again, thank y'all. And we hope y'all enjoy everything that we have coming y'all's way. We hope to interact with you more on Discord, Patreon, Instagram, and all that good stuff. So, you know, we're back and better than ever. Dude Don't Do
2.0. Absolutely. And just like we mentioned, don't forget to follow us on Discord, Instagram at Dude Don't Do. Follow us on our Patreon. Give a pledge if you can at patreon.com/dudedonde.
Yep. Yeah, definitely. We're searchable now. So I know before in the previous seasons, we talked about not being searchable. Yeah. So you can definitely search Dude Don't Do or Dude Don't Stop Me podcast, and we'll pop up right there. So we'll be bringing you some exclusive content as you subscribe. You know, you get some nice little merch that we're excited to give out to people, and have some fun about it. So we have a lot of good stuff coming your way. We have Twitch, we have Instagram, we have Patreon, we have Discord. So join us on everything, on anything, and support us when you can. Gives us our show a little bit chance to explode, to get a little bit more footwork in.
Hell yeah.
And then we'll be able to have some fun and, you know, get this dick wet a little bit while we do it as well.
Oh,
period. Oh, even the lights on. But on that note, this is Dude Donde checking out. I'm Aaron.
I'm Ram.
And I'm Richard.
We'll see you next time.
Adios.
Bye, guys.